And so let us pray. We give you thanks with a grateful heart. We give you thanks because you are the Holy One. We give you thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just pray this morning, O God, that you will pass through me and speak to us, that we will understand you clearly through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please do have your seat. We've been learning about Joseph for a few weeks now. He was a spoiled child. That was the first impression. We got to know when he came to the house of Potiphar, having been sold and bought by Potiphar. He was given charge of everything Potiphar had. How he was framed up, got imprisoned. What a life. Joseph. Last week, we saw the good qualities through his life, actually what should be a good attribute of a godly leader. One of the things I personally teased out from the life of Joseph is that sincerity in him, that seed of God in him. And all this journey, he remained faithful to God. Joseph was noted for one particular thing. That very thing was the beginning of his problem. Dream. The first time he dreamt, he fell out with his brothers. That made them to sell him. He was sold. It seems that dream and interpretation became something significant in his life. And I link that to be a gift. God has given each and every one of us one gift or the other. And in the life of Joseph, that was a gift given to him. So today we will like to look at Joseph, how he identified this very gift. And used it to affect the life of people who were close to him during his own time on earth. He did affect them positively. He utilized this gift at any given opportunity. And we are going to see it in a moment. Going back a bit, the story was told in Genesis chapter 37. When he was young, which I have already hinted on. The first time he exhibited this gift. Then in our first reading today, we saw in the narrative how Pharaoh, chief cupbearer, gave an account of his encounter with Joseph in the prison. The full story of this very encounter, when you go to Genesis 40 from verse 6 to 15, you will see that. It was an occasion again when Joseph showcased this very gift again. According to the text, he personally got himself involved without waiting to be invited. A very curious personality. His curiosity often gets him into problems. But let's see what this one will lead him into. The kind gesture brought hope and restored peace in the life of the king's cupbearer, who was troubled in spirit because of the dream he had. Joseph met these two officers working for Pharaoh in the dream, in the prison where he was imprisoned. One morning he just came up and then saw him with the chief, the leader of the prison house. And they say, "Why are you frowning? Why is your face looking so pale?" It's because I have a dream, a terrible one. He was terrified. Joseph got himself involved. "Do not be worried. I have a God who knows how to interpret dreams." What a humble personality. He didn't say, "I know how to do it." He identified his God. An opportunity to minister to these people. An opportunity to introduce what he believed in to people probably who didn't know much about his own God. And we should know that he was in a foreign land, in the land of Egypt. He saw that as an opportunity, not just, "I can interpret this dream. I have the gift of doing that. But I have a God, not me, who walks through me and give meaning to your confused situation." They reached to an agreement. "Please, when you are done from here, because I know what I'm going to tell you, we definitely take you out of this dungeon. Do you remember me when you are restored to your post in Pharaoh's house?" They agreed. But unfortunately, being human, when he got to the Pharaoh's palace, he forgot Joseph. He was carried over, maybe by the garlic and good dish. He's now being restored to feed upon again. He forgot there was this Hebrew young man who told me he never did anything wrong that brought me into this place. Who narrated all the ordeals from childhood, all the torment he had gone through. Who announced a God that I've never heard of, through whom I was taken out of a situation that took the life of my colleague. It's human to forget. It's human to forget people who were a kind of support in our journey of life. is human even to forget. People who are significant in our life or where we are today. But there is a God, even when all has forgotten you, who will always identify you at the appointed time. He might not do that the way you expected. He might work that out as you avail yourself to be used with what he has endowed you with. The gift of a man. Make it room for him and bring it him before great men. It's not always good to hang on human. It is always good to be keyed on he who has made you. It's always good to reconcile. What has he given to me that will make me peculiar, that will make me a singled or someone that is special, not in the negative sense of it, but in the sight of God. There are things that God has endowed us with that will always announce us before men. And that is gift. God's giving gift to whomever he has created. Another occasion came. Dream again. But now, it was the king. He dreamt. I wonder why they are terrified whenever they have dreams. They didn't tell us they had beautiful dreams. Pharaoh didn't tell us probably a nice dream brought him to the palace to become the king of Egypt. When things are going well, they don't just need those people who are on the base. They don't tell you their problems. Things got wrong. It was a problem. Pharaoh dreamt. He called all the wise men in Egypt, the magicians. And that will tell us the kind of God they worship. None of them were able to give meaning or interpret the dream that terrified Pharaoh. The dream that made Pharaoh not to sleep again. The dream that made Pharaoh to beckon on to all the wise men in Egypt at that time. I used to remember a song we do sing when I was in the theological university in Nigeria. God is working out his purpose as time goes by and by. I love that song so much. God programmed this because his hand was upon Joseph. If we go back a bit, from the time he was sold, thrown into a pit, there was no water in the pit. He was always meeting difficult situations. Probably to me, we learned he was a naughty boy, a spoiled child. Probably to frame him up to this very defined position that the Lord is trying to bring him. We won't go too far because Joseph finally became a source of security and future for his entire family. He saved them from dying from poverty, from starvation. But we are not going to that because we didn't get to that point. So Pharaoh dreamt again. Now he who has forgotten Joseph remembered him. None of them were able to give the interpretation to the dream. But he said, now I remember. there was this poor Hebrew I met in the prison. Pharaoh, you remember, when I and the chief baker was sent to the prison, this year we dreamt and this we were terrified, and this young man gave us the interpretation of this dream. And that dream has brought me out and placed me back to my position. I think he will have a solution to this dream. I think he has a solution to this situation. I think and I believe he should be an answer to this. Had it been that Joseph did not utilize that God-given gift, I do not think that the life of that very young man would have been saved. I do not think that Pharaoh would have had peace. I do not think that the entire generation of that time would have been saved. We heard it from the reading, from the starvation that would have cut them off for 7 years. It's not only the gift of dream. When we were reading, I got another understanding of another thing Joseph was endowed with: the gift of discernment. You see, God is so perfect in doing things. These three things work together. You have a gift of dream, the interpretation, and without discernment, you won't know how to apply the gift of interpretation. Whenever God gives you something, it distinguishes you. Joseph never desists from announcing the one that has endowed him with this gift. And it is human at times, when God has so blessed us with something, we say, I did it. And that is what tends to limit God from working through us over and over again. So we saw how the gift of Joseph brought him before great men, brought him before the king, took him out of the prison, not minding that he was a slave. Added to it, he was a prisoner. Go and get him. That gift broke every boundary, broke every limitation, and lifted him before the kings, the high and the mighty. All of us created by God are gifted like Joseph. Every one of us sitting here, including me, we are all giving one gift or the other. It may not be exactly the same gift with Joseph. For instance, in our church here, some have the gift of service, teaching, preaching, singing, and prayer. Some of us are already exercising these gifts, but some still need to put theirs into action. But if in any way we are in doubt of our gift, today's gospel reading assures us of God's generosity. Jesus in that text told his disciples, that they should approach God as their Father through prayer. And for sure that God will not deny them of good gift. At times we might doubt, are we gifted? Do I have anything special at all in me that I can render? But the assurance is that anyone created by God has been given one gift or the other. If you are in doubt if you have one, the gospel reading this morning is beckoning on us to ask God, who is the gift giver, that He's sure to reveal your gift unto you. He used our relationship with our children to bring it very low to our understanding. But I don't so much like the bit He said, you earthly father who are evil. We are not evil. We are children of God. We are good fathers. I am good father to my children. And I know all of us are good parents to our children. So that bit God said, if you who are evil knows how to give your children good gifts, that He wants to prove a point that He will definitely give us whatever we ask of Him. So there is a good standing here. We have a very good standing. Even if we are doubting, if you have one, that to come to the Lord in prayer, He will reveal our gift to us. That's in Matthew chapter 7 verse 12 where we read. But the problem is not often having the gift, but discovering and putting it to use. And secondly, overcoming our fears. You might have the gift to sing very well and lift people before the presence of God. No, I don't think I know how to do it well. No, I am shy. No, MS, I mean, he cannot preach. He can't stand before people. That is when you feel that you are doing it yourself. Joseph always announces he who does it. The God that I know, the God that has blessed me with that gift will actually speak to me. So you are called in that very little way you feel you can. Come, he who has given you that gift will perfect it. For you to use it to edify the saints. He didn't give you that gift for your own personal. It's not meant for you personally. It is for you to bless others with that. As Joseph used his own, impacting into lives. We as members of Christ Church through baptism are called to build the church. Frankly speaking, we are already doing much, but God still wants us to intensify our efforts. St. John is our spiritual home, and Jesus is the head here. He is the vine, and we are the branches. He is calling us to continue to bear more fruit. God is calling us together to build His church. And joining our gifts together will help us to build a strong community. And as a strong team, our impact will be felt hugely in this locality. So God is calling us as a family to reach out and affect life, even in affect life in elsewhere. Going back to the recent holiday club we had, it attracted so many children. I was amazed by the number of them that participated. But it surprises me that very few of them are being brought to church on Sundays. I saw in those children the joy of being part of all that happened and the passion to know about God. The question is, where then do they go on Sundays? Could that be that the families of these children worship somewhere else, or do they find pleasure in something else other than fellowshipping on Sundays? Don't we see the need for the church to put more effort and use the gift of God vested on her to reach out for these families and make them part of us? Look, We are not here by accident. We are here by divine appointment. Therefore, our neighbors, the unchurched, people who have not known the love of Christ, some members of our families, our colleagues are waiting for us to make our presence known. I know that we are doing this, but we as Christians are called not to get tired of doing good, for we will be rewarded at the right time. Joseph was remembered for engaging his gift in good work. And we will as well be rewarded. Let us together join hands to realize the goal of St. John's Church vision, which is to know Christ, and make him known. Let us pray. Father, you have spoken to us. Cause your word to germinate and bear fruit in us. Give us the grace to walk according to your leading. Amen.